Okay, welcome back from your Hanukkah vacation. You enjoyed. Let us see the sugya of Banim Hari and Kisimanim. B'chlaudika katana de mi'abra v'loy mesa. We said, Nizkama shemet sabra v'shemet tomos, b'chlaudika katana de mi'abra v'loy mesa. It said, shema tisabra v'shemet tomos. The katana might become pregnant. Even if she does become pregnant, she might die. Vice dies. There are some katanas that don't die. That means it's possible for a katana to have a child. In Cain, mitzinu chamoisa mimeenis. If so, I can have a case where a katana has a baby. One brother married the baby. One brother married the mother. If you can have a case with a katana having a baby, so two brothers could marry one the mother, one the baby, and then do miyun, and in kemitzinu chamaisim emanis. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'tanani yato yati yachaloyim bechamaisim ve'im chamaisim ve'im chamish nimtzu eilnes hashem miyanu. So the Gemara answers ema shema tisaber v'tamos. So the Gemara changes its mind. The Gemara says that a katana will definitely die. Again, even though there was a time, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, where girls even 8 years old could have children. But the Gemara, I guess, is saying that nowadays, time of the Gemara, any katana that has a child should tisaber v'tamos. If she becomes pregnant, she's definitely going to die. Doma Rabba Bar Levoi, Rabba Bar Levoi is the one who said it. He said, "Gvul Yeshla, Kaidim Zman is a Einam Saberes Kolikar." Under 11, she won't become pregnant at all. Teicha Zman is a he misa Mesa, Vobra Mesa. She and her Obra will die. Lacha Zman is a he Chaya Vobra Chaya. So what does that mean? The Gemara at this point holds, Rabba Bar Levoi says, that a Katana who becomes pregnant is going to die. She won't give birth to the child. So Mimela, you can't have Chamoisi Mimenes. You can't have a baby and a mother that are married to two brothers and is still Shayach Miyun. You can't have such a case. What does it mean? As soon as she becomes pregnant, she dies? Or she can go through the pregnancy, she just dies before she gives birth? How do you understand? Shema Tisaber V'Tomos. What does it mean? She dies right away when she becomes pregnant? She'll never give birth. The Ibra is going to cause her death. So what does that mean? She can be pregnant for a few months. No? She can be pregnant for a few months. The Gemara says she can't live pregnant. It says she can't give birth. That's a problem. Because the Rambam paskins that you could be Mekadosh and Uber. The Rambam says that it's possible to give Kiddushin to Uber B'mei Imai. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. I think Bava Basra. The Rambam says that a person could give Kiddushin to Uber B'mei Imai. So the Magen Mishnah asks, you could still have Chamoisai Mima'enes. Because Katana is pregnant, and she's going to die. But right now she's alive. The Uber is alive. So for someone is, you have two brothers. One is Mekadosh the Uber. One is Mekadosh the mother. And what? Why not? It's Chal Kedushin. And Kedushin without Nesuin is also Nesuin. Okay. What? The Uber won't live, but the Vaila, the Uber is around. If you can be married to the Uber, then the Uber's mother is your Chamaisa. No, it's shy to be married to an Uber. It's not doesn't make for much of a wedding, but the mother will do me in. Before she dies, she still has a few months. Don't get nervous. She's pregnant now. She's 2 months pregnant. So somebody's Mekadosh the Uber. Someone else Mekadosh the mother. So many simchas. She'll do me in while she's still Tana. Before she dies, she's not going to give birth. That's what we're saying now. What? What's a Kedushin to Rabbanan?
She's going to be a Katana.
That's great. So it'll be a Kedushin to Rabbanan. She's a Katana. And she'll do Miyun.
No, then she'll also marry the brother.
Yeah. Reuven's going to marry this pregnant Katana. Shimon, his brother, is going to give kedushin to the Uber. And then a lot's going to happen. And then the mother, the pregnant mother, does miyun. And then Reuven dies. This pregnant Katana who did miyun now falls to her son-in-law for Yibam.
No?
Yeah. Why? But well, first of all, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam himself holds Banim Kesiman is only later. The Rambam argues with Tosfos. But here we can ask in this point in the Gemara, it's a good kasha anyway. Yeah, the Magen Mishnah asks, because the Rambam holds that Banim Kesiman is only Mishas later.
So
what?
The word of the whole parish says, Shas while she's pregnant is only
well, she's pregnant, but she's not pregnant from this husband. Well, you gotta straighten out. She became pregnant from a different man, a very busy katana. She became pregnant from Pliny, who's not the brother. Because she's pregnant from him, so she has her child. It won't be evil unless they all die. She's pregnant from a different person. She got pregnant from someone else, and that person gave her a get.
When did she get pregnant from someone else? Before the
a day before. She became pregnant from someone else.
And she married a brother.
And she got a divorce from him. And now she's available. So she's a pregnant.
How'd she marry Reuven?
Why not? Don't we know how'd she marry Reuven? Kedushin Rabbanan.
Who married Reuven?
A brother. A mother.
You're allowed to marry
a pregnant sister? If she's pregnant, why should it be any different? Since the Magen Mishnah is in the Islam, it is that way. Darfan there here in the Gemara also. Darfan has a big arichas on this. That he doesn't say it's ever going to happen, but he says a shaykh, a metzias. Again, you have a pregnant woman who's a katana. And we're saying now she'll die when she gives birth, but right now she's pregnant, she could live. So you could have a mother-in-law who does miyun if two brothers, one is Makadish the Uber, and one is Makadish the mother. So it's the strangest thing. To the mother is Kedushin Darabanan, to the Uber is Kedushin Daraisa. And then the mother's husband dies. So she would fall to Yibum to her Uber's husband.
Why is it Kedushin Daraisa?
What?
Why is it Kedushin Daraisa to the Uber?
The Rambam holds this Shai Kedushin Daraisa on Uber. It's the father. The father has to marry off the Uber. That what?
She got a get from the father.
She got a get, and now the father married off to Uber to Shimon. Yeah, if you give a get, he's still Mishas Saviyah, I guess. So, makes sense. The whole case makes sense. I mean, no one's saying it's going to happen, but the kasha is that you can have such a case. You have a pregnant woman who married Reuven Kedushin Darabanan because she's a katana. And the Uber is married to Shimon, Kedushin Daraisa, because the Rambam holds Yikimakadosh and Uber. And subsequently, Reuven, the Ketana did Miyun. And then,
first
she fell to Yibum, and then she did Miyun. So you have Chamoisim in Ma'enes. You have a case of a mother-in-law who did Miyun. Why? Who says the baby will live and who says the baby's a girl? So it should be a sex thing. I mean, who says the baby will live? You know, for sure the baby won't live. At this point, the Gemara says, Shemet to Saber to Thomas. What? What kind of Kedushin? I don't know. Maybe that's what he means. The Magen Mishnah says his teretz, like all the Rishayim, he speaks briefly. So Magen Mishnah asks this kasha. I think it's in Peret Beis Halacha Tes and Ishus, where all the Torah here on the Sugi is. And the Magen Mishnah answers that it's not Vada, your mother-in-law, it's only a Suffolk mother-in-law. What does he mean, it's only a Suffolk mother-in-law? So maybe he means, like you're saying, that if you Mekadish an Uber, it's only a good Kedushin if the Uber is right to be born. If the Uber is really a Nathal, so it's Mustavar, it's not a good Kedushin. No? So then, that's his teretz. I mean, why does he say suffolk? He says suffolk, he says the maskan, that you could be born. And the Havamina, it'll turn out that it's not. So in other words, what the Magen Mishnah seems to be saying is when it says in the Gemara and in the Rambam, you can be Mekadesh an Uber, that's only if the Uber will ultimately be born. So Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that the Kedusha was a good Kedusha. If the Uber will never be born, will end up being a Nefil, and at this point in the Gemara holds it to Vaday, so then the Kedusha to Uber is nothing. But that's what comes out from the Magen Mishnah. Seems to make sense to us. The Rechaner writes, he just says, Tiritz HaMagen Mishnah Dochuk. I don't know what the Dochuk is exactly. Seems to make sense to us, no? That if the child is a Nefil, it shouldn't be a Kedushin. If it's not a Nefil, well, at this point in the Gemara would be a good Tiritz, because his Vada is going to die. According to the Maskana, he says, Einoi Vada Chamaisa, and the Mishnah is counting Vada Chamaisa. He says, that what? Could happen. The Mishnah says, "La mishkachas chamaisa menes," means you can't have a vade chamaisa in the
business. Afterwards, the child is born.
But then it's already harian kesimanu. She can't do me in after because then she's gedayla. But she did me in before. So you can't have a vade chamaisa. That doesn't mean at the time she did me on, she's only a suffer chamaisa.
But the ma'isa now comes down to the yinu chamaisa.
That's true. But it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. The case is endless. But the Lashon HaMishnah is a Vadech HaMaisim Mimenes, not a Suffolk HaMaisim Mimenes.
Which do mean in the
Sefer? What?
In the Sefer, then once she's in the Berah, she can't demean anything. Almost like the Berah. Once she's in the Berah, she can't demean anything.
Why?
Because the Berah says the right that she's
a Gedayla. But the Rambam holds that only Leida is a right, she's a Gedayla. What American Simonim Tyson says is Iber, the Rambam holds Mishas Leida. That's what Magen Mishnah could ask. So everyone satisfied the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah is saying that if you Mekadosh the Nefil, if you Mekadosh an Ober, it ends up being a Nefil, it's not a Kedushin. So at this point, where the Gemara says Shabbat Tesabra V'Tomos, which is where the Archimedes brings it, it's a good Teretz. She's either going to die. What kind of Kedushin is it to a Nefil? Even in the Maskana, if the baby's going to end up dying, it's going to be a Gloy Milsalam Afreya that it wasn't a Kedushin. And Mimela, it's only a Safik Hamaisa.
Why nimsa
eilenis? But eilenis is l'mafreya. Every eilenis is an eilenis l'mafreya. Chamaisai the neon.
Later, when the child is born, we know it's vade chamaisai.
Again, the Magen Mishnah is saying that the lashon chamaisai menis is only suffer chamaisai menis. You're saying that the lashon chamaisai nimsa eilenis is not a suffer chamaisai nimsa eilenis. It's a vade chamaisai who might be an alienist. We'll find out later. But it's not a suffix chamaisai.
No, by memenes, we can have so nimsa alienist means that the mission from it. Even though I know it later, even though the shachta that I didn't know,
if the chamaisai ends up being an alienist, it's not going to become ois chamaisai. It'll become ois married to the other brother. Well, it's a vade chamaisai.
Since it's a suffix shachta and tefilas yivum, that's what the Magen Mishnah says.
I'm just saying the lashon of the Mishnah. Chamaisi Mimenes isn't true because it's only a Suffolk Chamaisi Bishasmian. But by Eilenis, it won't be a Suffolk Chamaisi, it's a Suffolk married to the other one.
We're not worried about the Nefila. In the Nefila, I know Vade Mim, that the mission wouldn't have to gain. But after the Nefila, a year later, when the child was born,
yeah.
Now I know it's Chamaisi, and it's still a Zikasibu.
So, Nachinami, the halacha we're not going to change, you'll have such a case. But it's not a kasha on the Lashon HaMishnah. I think that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying. Lo mishkachas to have a suffix chamais in it. Okay, let's see. Let's move on in the Gemara. The Gemara goes on. So what do we just say? Rabbi Bar Levi. Okay, halt kap in the Gemara. It goes back and forth. The Gemara started off that a katana could have a child. The Gemara said no. Shema tesaber, she'll definitely die. And that's Rabbi Bar Levi who says that the person will definitely die. Frekti Gemara, Eini Vatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel Iati Achalayim Bechamayse Veim Chamayse Veim Chamav Shenimso Eilin Esay Shemiyenu Shekvar Yoldu. Rabbi Bar Shmuel learned in a brisa that the reason you don't have mean is Shekvar Yoldu. It doesn't say Shekvar Godlu. It says Shekvar Yoldu. So what do you see? What's the Kasha? Again, just Pshat. Before we get into anything, what's Pshat in the Kasha? The kasha is shekvar yoldu, but they're still vaisas, they're still ketanim. So the way Rashi learns Peshat in the kasha is, we see a ketana could have a child. Rabba Barley voice said a ketana can't have a child. But we see over here a ketana could have a child. Because it says, the only reason you're on me is shekvar yoldu. It doesn't say shekvar in this gadlu. The chlaus of Rashi that a ketana could have a child. So loy Rashi, this Gemara's kasha is on Rabba Barley voice. We're asking Rabba Barley voice, how could you say that it's not possible for a ketana to have a child? We have your b'risa. The b'risa says that you could have a child. Tosfos learns different. Tosfos Kfar Yoldu learns Peshat in the Gemara's kasha differently. Tosfos learns Peshat the way I just said, that the kasha is a Rabba Bar Levi, that we see a ketana can give birth. I just told you it was Tosfos. Right, Taisus says, "Oimeri in Taisus Shekvar Yoldu." The beginning of a line, if you have the regular Gemaras, "Sava Hamaksha, Sava Hamaksha." Alpha Gavdim Ketana Ayri Les Bamiya Midrabanon. There's no Miyon Das Midrabanon if you shouldn't nearest Kigdail. Swamal Shiv Beis Aretz. Blay Parach El Rabba Barley Voi Dafka to Amud Aleka Ketana Deliyah Mabra Vlay Mesa. Rabba Barley Voi said that every Ketana will not live. So the Gemara's kasha is that we see here that a ketana could live. So Tosfos learns that the Gemara's kasha is a Rabba Bar Levi. How could Rabba Bar Levi say that you can't have a ketana who gives birth? From Rabba Bar Shmuel, we see you do have a ketana that gives birth. Shekvar Yoldu means it seems that a ketana could give birth. So this is the pshat, the way Tosfos learns, and I would think this is the more pashut pshat in the Gemara, the Seder, Rabba Bar Levi says something, and we ask a kasha from the Braisa. However, the other Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rashba Beferish, it sounds like Rashi in the Teretz learns that way also. They learn that the kasha is a Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel said, "You can't do miyun shekvar yoldu. Why can't you do miyun? Kfar Yoldu, you can't do Miyun? Why not? Kfar Yoldu, you're still Ketana. Why can't you do Miyun?" So that's the way Rashi seems to learn. From Rashi in the Teretz, Harei Kesimanu, we're going to see, Rashi learns the Kasha is, why can't you do Miyun? Kfar Yoldu, why can't you do Miyun? You can still be a Ketana if you give birth. So Teretz is, no. We're going to say that bottom hariyak is simanim, and once you give birth, so maybe you can't do miyun. So again, two pshatim. Either the kasha is we see a ketana could give birth, a Rabba Bar Levi, or the kasha is straight. Rabba Bar Shmuel said this. Why can't you do miyun? If Kfar Yoldu, why can't you do miyun? See, either way, the Gemara answers Elo Loilam Shem Tisabi Shem Thomas Elo Kasha Hach. So Gemara is going back that a ketana could have a baby. Elokashahach, we had a tshver, Viktana could have a baby, you could have Chamaisim Imanis, Amar Safra Barim, Harianka Simonim, Yisdami Banam Adifim Simonim, we'll get to the Adifi. But here, the Gemara comes up with a Chiddush, that Banam Asimonim, and that's what we're going to spend today and tomorrow to try to understand.
According to the Rebbe, say that Taisus is learning up with Kashas and on Rab Barley Boy.
Right.
Second Taisus and the last person Taisus Shem is Avra Thomas. Taisus says, "Boys and Tarsa Emes Kar Barley Boy." Do you think to be saying that that's the Ikeb Shat in the Gemara?
Again.
Taisus and the last person Shem is Avra.
Taisus Shem is Avra.
The last person.
Yeah. Boys and Tarsa Emes Kar Barley Boy. Call Tarsa Man. He Mesa Va Ubra Mes.
What do you mean by Boys and Tarsa Emes?
They say you could have said a different teretz. We're saying with the Yavis. You're saying it's not maskana. You mean?
No, I'm saying if you say pshat is that the machleik is two pshat in the Gemara, and then he's saying that the halacha is like the first pshat, then it's very nice. But if you learn the Gemara that's a kash on him, and then the Gemara is being chayzer from his teretz because it's a kash on him, then how could you say that like a good teretz?
Taisus says that Emes Karav the Chotas Man he Mesa Uvra Mesa. So it sounds like the maskana is Uvra Mesa. That's not the maskana.
That's not how the Rashba learns.
Is it not the maskana?
If you learn that it's a kasha on his shat, then it's not the maskana.
Well, let's see. It's going to get tricky to figure out the maskana. If the maskana, Ketana could have children or can't have children. Right, the way our Gemara reads, Shemeshav, Shemetamas, the maskana is he could have children. Just, she's a gadayik. So what does that mean? Could a Ketana have children? The maskana. Her and that. Because if she has children, she's a gadayik. So it's really still true that a Ketana can't have children. It's just not what we thought Rabbi Barley Boy meant originally.
You're going to learn that if he shot them in the Gemara, then and a Chanan was being chaylik, and he's saying that a Ketana could have a child and it's not a riot.
Who's saying? Rabbi Barley Boy?
Yeah, that if you're going to learn that two times shot them in the Gemara, then according to Rabbi Barley Boy, and a Chanan, a Ketana could have a child and it's not a riot.
Look in Tosis Harry and Kisimana. Tosis says, Pierce Meshach Sebra, Shaptari, Rabbi Bishab Tavis, the Bishnasi base, Pa'omim Chaya, I feel well the Rabbi Barley Boy. Tesis learns that it's going with the maskon. Rabbi
Ali. And Achanan is just
like Tesis. Once you get there,
Rabbi already explained Tesis that it's a kashak on him. So it's only one shak with higher the Gemara.
Right. So Rabbi Ali is
more two that shot them. Right. The Achanan means a chuluki day if I learn of the Gemara. And according to our, if you're learning that there's two different shot them, then according to the first shot, and Achanan, you kind of could have a child that's not a riot.
At which point? In the maskana?
According to, if you learn two different shot them, then the half hundred of our shul, the whole new shot of the Gemara. Yeah. Attenuation.
Right.
And a Rabbi Levi is not going like that shot.
But it's not stima to Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said a memra, and the memra is true. The memra is true, just without saying Shemit Tisabu Thomas, that Rabbi Levi has nothing to do with this. But Tais always said that it's Emes Lamaskana. All right, the Gemara, at any rate, is coming away with a maskana that banim or simanim, meaning that if you have a girl who gives birth and she's under 12 years old, hari hem kasimanim. Now, this idea that banim or simanim, we all know we grow up to be a gadol, you need 13 years for a boy, 12 years for a girl, plus shtei saris. Shtei saris we call simanim. You need shtei saris plus 12 years old or 13 years old, that's Margul Bapume. Everybody knows that. It has to be true. Everyone knows it. Bonim Hare Hen Kisimanim means what? There are two Machloiksen in the Rishayim in Taich. I'm not getting into any Pulpulim now. Just Taich, Bonim Hare Hen Kisimanim. Number one, Tosis learns banim kisimanim is from pregnancy. Tosis learns that banim hariyan kisimanim is from when she becomes pregnant. Bishas ibor, if you have a ketana who becomes pregnant, she has a din of a gedayla. What's an afkamina? She could be mitzi with kiddush. No. If banim hariyan kisimanim, Tosis holds from ibor, when a girl, a ketana, becomes pregnant, she's a gedayla. Banim hariyan kisimanim. Rambam learns it's not from pregnancy, it's from birth. It's from Leida. I'm going to come back to this because there's Pupulim on this, but before any Pupulim, you just have to know the fact. Tosis holds Mishas Ibor, Oktana is a Gedaila, turns into a Gedaila, and the Rambam holds Mishas Leida. That's one. What? I think it means for everything. By Yankee Simanim, she wants to meet you with Kiddush. A woman can meet you with Kiddush. If you meet you, she's a Gedaila. Do you think?
Mishas Ibor to Tosis also only if she had Nekayom or Mishas Ibor
You're asking Abanim Kisimanim Mishas Ibor if at the end she miscarries the child. So I'm not sure. We'll have to see. What? Tosis says, Tosis beferish bekeyama. Let's see Tosis lashon. Pirish b'shas ibor. I've got time. Need Tosis makalif. Now he's not allowed to get that a little bit. Usually, says ibonim b'nei kayama techaz maximanim achazma. Let me explain what Tosis is saying. One second. Well, before that, just one second. Let me explain the two machlaikesin, and then we'll talk about this. One machlaikes is if it's from pregnancy or from birth. These two machlaikes are lav dafka tali zevazeh. They both happen to be machlaikes to Rambam and Tosis. Again, Tosis holds Mishas Ibor. The Rambam holds Mishas Leida. Good, that's easy machlaikes.
Without Shana?
That's the second thing. One second. One machlokes is if it's from pregnancy or if it's from birth. There's a second machlokes to Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos learns that pregnancy makes her a gedola even if she's not 12 years old. Even if she's pechusam at 12 years old, she's also a gedola. Because bonim, asimanim, make her into a gedola. The Rambam, in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, says, I have to figure out how this fits really into the Gemara, he says, bonim akisimonim, but you need to be 12 years old, plus, normally you need Shtesaris. If she doesn't have Shtesaris, bonim are in place of the Shtesaris. In other words, bonim kisimonim, Taisa says bonim is like shanim plus aris. The Rambam holds that bonim is like shtesaris, but you still need shanim. In other words, you need to be 12 plus a child. This is the machlokes medina. See how the Rambam gets it from our Gemara between Taisa's and the Rambam. We're going to push aside the Rambam. We have to deal with Taisa. He's on the page. He goes first. We're going to deal with Taisus. But these two things you should know. We'll talk about Papulim. You'll understand. You won't understand. You'll agree. You won't agree. These two Nakudas, there's nothing to fight about. This is the fact. Taisus says Ibor. The Rambam says later. Taisus says even under 12. The Rambam says only after 12. This appears to be Mefurish in the Rambam and in Taisus. So these are two machlokes in facts. Now, what about Shtei Saris? What is Shtei Saris? Again, we grow up that Shtei Saris are nothing unless you have Shonim plus Shtei Saris. That's the way we understood. That's the way we're taught. That's the way it's brought in the Paiskin. Shtei Saris on somebody under Bar Mitzvah, why isn't that a symbol of Godless? What's the answer? The Gemara says, Hari Hein Shuma. Gemara says, it's in Kedushin also, and Daf Tezayin, and they can place in Sechus Nida, and Daf, I guess, Memhei, that if a person under Bar Mitzvah, or Bas Mitzvah, has Shtei Saris, why isn't it good? So the Gemara says, Hari Hein Shuma. Shuma means it's a growth. Now, Shuma literally means it's a wart or something. It doesn't look like a wart. It looks like a hair. It doesn't mean that the hair is a wart. It just means that sometimes there are growths on the body. Two saris before Bar Mitzvah, the Gemara says, is Shuma Ba'oma. Now, what does that mean, it's Shuma? Does it mean that Wechoshish is Shuma? Or it's Zicha? In other words, we assume, since normally 13-year-olds get here, or 12-year-olds get here, if it's under that, we're assuming it's Shuma. We're assuming it's just some growth that has nothing to do with Godless. Or is it a din that any hairs beforehand just don't count? Taisvis Taisus brings a machlokes in Masechtas Nida, if Toich Zman k'lefnei Zman or Toich Zman k'le'achas Zman. What that means, we paskin Toich Zman k'lefnei Zman. That means if somebody gets Shtei Saris beforehand, it does not make her a gedola. Why not? Like the Rambam, it's easy. The Rambam holds you need Shanim plus Simanim. So just like you need Shanim plus Leida, you need Shanim plus Shtei Saris. So according to the Rambam, if someone has Shtei Saris when they're under 12, is the pshat that those two hairs are growths? No. Those two hairs could be real hairs. Let's say Yom Navi comes and he says, these Shtei Saris are real Saris. The Rambam has no problem. Because remember, the Rambam Shita is you need Shanim plus Simanim, which is Shanim either plus hair or Shanim plus a baby. So like the Rambam, the Shuma business is just an expression. The Rambam's lashon, when the Rambam brings the Gemara, he adds a chaf. He says, "Harihu kishuma." It's like shuma. No, it's really shtei saris. But it doesn't count for anything, so you need shanim plus saris. That's shitas Rambam. Taisvis, who says that simonim before 12 years old can make her a gedayla, he's going to learn that when a woman has shtei saris under 12, with chayshit it's a growth. But really, it may not be a growth. Maybe shtei saris. Beli Yonavi would say shtei saris, Taisus l'chayru would hold that she's a gedayla under 12. Just, we have a chazaka that people don't grow here until they turn 12. So b'meilu, we have a right to assume that it's a shuma. So let me try to clarify. Why do you need to be a gadol or a gedayla? The Rambam says you always need two things. Shanim plus one more thing. Saris or banim. Taisus holds? No. All you need is a simon. Either saris or banim. In the case of saris, if you grow saris under 12, then we assume that it's shuma. We have a chazaka, people don't grow sayar under 12, and we have a right to say it's an abnormal growth. If you have children, what are we going to say? The child baby is a shuma, you can't say anything. The baby's a baby. So by a baby, you could be a gedayla under 12. This is, again, what apparently comes out from the Shita of Taisus and the Rambam. And again, I'm just sort of trying to set the table for, we're going to clear, we'll talk about each Shita. Reb Ruvein has a number of pieces here on Banim Kesimanim. In Simin Yud Ches, he has a very nice Chakira. If you work on it, you can make a nice Shtikal Torah for a Pshatel, except usually they don't want kids talking about Shtei Saris at the Bar Mitzvah, but as far as a nice Shtikal Torah, it'd be a nice Shtikal Torah. Listen to his Chakira. Reb Ruvein clears, and Orsa Meach, the same thing in Hilchis Seif, the first piece. He clears the following chakira. Okay, listen. Listen to the shayla. You have a bar mitzvah boy. So he's bar mitzvah. He's 13 years old. Let's say he has shtei saris. He's bar mitzvah. Is pshat that the years and the saris make him into a gadol? What turns a child into a gadol? What changes him is age. And the shtei saris, that kufut makes him into a gadol. That's a definition. Or, no. Maybe what makes a person into a gadol is certain teva, certain maturity. That makes him into a gadol. How do you know if he has the maturity? How do you measure it? So, simin l'davar, the Rashan gave us a way to check. Shanim and saris, that's a way of checking, is he a gadol, isn't he a gadol? How do I know if he's a gadol? So we'll check him out. We check for Saris under Bar Mitzvah Shuma. If he has the years plus he has Saris, then we know that he's mature, that he's a gadol. So really his question is it a simin or is it the Siba? Is the Shtei Saris and the Shana what makes him into a gadol? Or is the it's just a simin, a way to know that he's a gadol? He brings a Chuvas Marit. Now, a Marit, you have to realize, goes back 400 years. Kadmon. And he brings it, the Marit says, Klar, that Shtei Saris are only a simon. They're not what make the person a god. His Lashon is, Loi Shanim v'loi Saris k'sivi v'kra. The Torah doesn't say the word Saris, doesn't say the word Shanim. The Torah only says Gedayla and Ketana. A gadol is somebody who reaches a certain level of maturity. A certain age. A certain age, no. A certain development in his body, in his brain. I don't know what exactly it depends on. Some it depends on the seichel. We assume the seichel goes together with the guf. And you become a gadol at a certain point. Simin l'davar are the sarais. And it's interesting, and Marit brings a raya, he says they're called simanim. They're called simanim. They're not called shtei saris. Chazal always called them simanim. So vice dies that they're just a simon. The Marit brings three rayas. This is all in Simin Yudches or Ruvein Ois Aleph. He brings three rayas. Now listen to the raya. All three are somewhat similar, one to the other. But listen to the rayas. One raya he brings is that an Elanis or a Saris becomes a Gadol without Shnei Saris. If somebody turns 13, he doesn't have Shnei Saris, so we wait to see. If he gets Simone Saris, certain Simonim, then he becomes and he still doesn't have Shnei Saris, he turns 20, he becomes a Saris, he becomes a Gadol, he's a Star of Dominion. He never had Shnei Saris. He went his whole life, he never grew any hair. He's a Gadol. Zakt the Marit, it's a raya from here that Saris don't make you a Gadol. Because you see, you have a chetimtz of someone who could be a Gadol without Shnei Saris. So we see that the Saris don't make you a Gadol, they're a simon of a Gadol. If a person is a Saris, so then he's also a Gadol. This is raya. How would you answer the raya? Okay, I'll phrase it better. I think the way I would phrase it is that simonim are two hairs, or by a woman having a baby, or simone sris. If somebody has simonim, there's a saris, that's also. So the Birchas Avram says what you're saying. Birchas Avram says, L'chay, you can answer that saris itself is a simon. You do need a simon, but simon and saris are a simon. So he says the Marit means that when your person becomes a saris, he's a Gadol Mafreya. It goes back to when he was 13. It's the Gloy Milson Afreya that he was a Gadol 13. 13, he didn't have yet Simone Saris. He didn't have Shnei Saris. He didn't have anything. So that's a raya. That's not the Shnei Saris that make a person a Gadol. It's the Shnei Saris are a simon, he's a Gadol. You have other simonim. The other simonim are good too. They're not a simon that turn him into it. It's just a sign, an indication that he's a Gadol, that he's mature. So one raya is from Elis and Saris. The second raya is that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin the Doris HaRishayim gave birth when they were younger. They were under 12. The Doris HaRishayim is Yaldi Tamanya, the Gemara says. And Tosfos explains the Gemara that when they gave birth at 8 years old, they became Gedolos. They did become Gedolos. Tosfos Shitasa here. But Tosfos says that they became Gedolos at 8. If they had Bonim, Harianka Simonim. So Ktana Eini Yoledes. If she gave birth at 8, she was an 8-year-old Gedola. So Vaita says the Marit, Zariah from there, that the Shnei Saris don't turn you into a Gadol. The Shanim don't turn you into a Gadol. There's no Shanim. There's no Saris. And she could become a Gedola. She could be 8 years old. So he says that's the second raya, the Shanim and Saris don't turn you into a Gedola, that you're a guy, Gedola, and Batsim. And the third raya, what? Okay, 1 second. Good. The third raya he brings out with Tosfos. Our Tosfos says that, which is really similar to the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Mishas Ibor, you become a Gedola. Mishas Ibor Vaitir, there's no Saris and there's no Shanim. So he brings a raya from here that says from Sanhedrin, it's a raya that when you have a child, you're a Gedola, Tosfos says. But here you see Mishas Ibor, you become. So we have here three cases, Sris Veilinus, the case of those who gave birth 8 years old, and our Tosfos, that Ibor, Harihu Kesimanim. You have three cases, which are cases where, without Shanim or without Saris, you can become a Gadol. So to Marit, it's a raya that Shana Basaris and a regular woman are just Simon and Ba'alma. They're not the Siba.
We had the Sira legend also that was possible, I guess, that a Kafim and Katana has ancient Papa Ishmael if their das is not like it.
Hakafi Shmaya, Dine Shemayim, it's really Shir and Das. That's correct. I have to figure out how that Shdim's Taka with all the Rishayim. Let's
like
come
this.
Back to it. With the, this is good, yeah, the Rishayim will argue. Okay, now again, these last two Rayas, you can be Matzuk. You could say that Bonim are also Simonim. It's an alternative Simon. But it's a Raya, you don't need Shanim. Normally, you need Shanim is Saris. Shanim is Gairim. How is Banim good? Banim is a place of Saris. What about Banim in place of Shanim? Maybe. Vakapanim, these are the rayas of the Marit, that all of the things that we discuss regarding the godless of a male or a female, either way, is only a Simen Ba'alma, and really it's Shayach to be Bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, under the age of 12. I should say, Reb Ruvein does bring that there's a shita mukubetzes and bava basra that argues. There is a second shita in the Rishayim. But as far as our Tosfos is concerned, the Marit is saying pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that under bas mitzvah, with bonim, she becomes a gedayma. She's missing shanim. So we see from Tosfos that Shanim is only a Simen Ba'alma. Just a Simen. That's what we see here from Tosfos. Chiyah Mitzvahs too. For everything. A full-fledged Gedayla. Chiyah Mitzvahs and everything. Chiyah Mitzvahs totally. Before Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, she becomes a Gedayla. Now, this Tosfos is not like a famous Tshuva Sarash. It's arguing with a Tshuva Sarash. There's a Tshuva Sarash that says that the age of 12 and 13 are Shurim Halachal Moshe Mesinai. To be a godly after 13 years old, Shurim Halachal Moshe Mesinai, that's the age of 13 and 12 for a girl. And there's also a well known some cipher, I don't know why it's so well known, but I think most of you guys probably heard of it. Some cipher says Shurim is only for Klal Yisrael. By Goyim, it's Shayach Godless even under, as soon as they're Bar Das, it's Shayach Godless even younger. That's why I'm not sure if the Rebbe Yehuda seems to this rush. You have to look at it again. But that rush says it's set in stone. The age of 12 and the age of 13 are set in stone. You can never be a Godless or a Gedayla under 12 and 13. That's not like this Tosfos. Tosfos says clearly that Bonim is Kesimanim even younger. And Tosfos Sanhedrin Samachtes is the same thing. That Tosfos Shita is that the age is only the usual. Usually at that age you become a God of a Gdail. But it's not an absolute thing. What? The Rosh will cherish him with the Rambam. What?
One nafkamina
will be by Bonim. L'chayra, there would be a second nafkamina. I'm just thinking out loud. If somebody has Shtei Saris before 13, he has Shtei Saris. He has Shtei Saris, he has 100 Saris. He's growing a beard and he's only 12 years old. Right? Is he a Vadai Kotten? Is he a Vadai Kotten? In Halacha, we used to say, under 13, you're a Vadai Kotten. What's a Shaila? Certainly a Kotten. And that's true according to the Rosh and the Rambam, who hold that the age is set in stone. You can never be a gadol under that age. Like our Tosfos, when the Gemara says that if you have Shtei Saris under 13, it's Shuma, it means that we have a Chazaka de Rabba, that people don't get Shtei Saris till they become Bar Mitzvah. We assume it's Shuma. At a certain point, it's a little funny to assume it's Shuma if you would have an under 13 year old. Who's what's the lashon? That year by shofar, he's got plenty of hair. Chazaka the rabbi, chazaka the rabbi. Chazaka means it's usual. There are exceptions to it. It would seem that it would be at least a suffix if he's a gadol. Now chas v'shalom say such a thing or halacha. We live with a rule that before bar mitzvah is a vadai, It changes in 2 seconds. Before nightfall, he's a katan. After nightfall, he's a gadol. That's the way we understand that it changes. So what does that mean? We believe that really he's getting shtei saris at that second. If we would have a video checking the area of a katan as shkia passes, he would suddenly sprout shtei saris. How do we understand that, Pashit? What's chazaka? Chazaka Rabbah means most people who turn to Tzitzit have shtei saris. So what does that mean exactly? It's still hard to understand. What?
Saying more than that, really saying that yes, they are full saying that for Shkia also the symbol of coming something is coming
from the Kaira. It can't be. 1 second. What I'm telling you is that Tosfos Mitzad Echad, Tosfos is more mistaver. Because like Tosfos, Shtei Saris make you a gadol. Bonim make a woman a gadol. The Ungana is that under 13 you don't have Shtei Saris. Someone will show me his child does have Shtei Saris. They say Shuma Ba'alma, it's a growth, it doesn't count. Then the day becomes 13, we have Chazaka the Rabba, we assume he became a gadol. So what does that mean? We're assuming he does have Shtei Saris. So what does that mean? L'chayr it means that we assume that in those few minutes he grew Shtei Saris. I don't know. I'm willing to bet that it's not a physical thing. Like Tosfos, it's much more geschmack. Like Tosfos, it's much more geschmack. At a certain point, we call them Saris. At a certain point, we don't call them Saris. It doesn't mean that suddenly it grows. Really, if he had Saris as cotton, it would also be a gadol. Just we don't assume it. It's not a mitzvah. According to them, it's like a lachshav Sinai. And we have to mean a taka. If somebody had Saris when he was 12, now he turns bar mitzvah, and he has the same Saris. What's going to happen if he has the same Saris from when he's 12 to when he's 13? According to the Rosh and the Rambam there, there's no problem. Rosh and Rambam Amayda, they're Saris. Just you must have years plus the Simanim. But according to Tosfos, we're saying Tosfos learns the Shtei Saris are just a Simon. They're a Simon, he's a Godless. That's what the Shtei Saris are. They're a Simon of Godless. He's 12, that's a Shuma. If he has the same Shtei Saris after he turns Bar Mitzvah, then those Saris can't count. Because those Saris we know were earlier. And Tosfos says we assume they're an abnormal growth. They're Shuma Ba'alma. So it turns out that each of the Mahalchim has one Nakuda that's Kenegad Svara, the Pashtas Svara. Again, like Tosfos. Tosfos holds that Shtei Saris are a Simon Ba'alma. And when a person has Shtei Saris or Shonim, it's a Simon that he's a Gadol. But the Esem, he could be a Gadol without it. So if he has Shtei Saris earlier, we say the Shuma. They're an abnormal growth. Like Tosfos, it's a little Shver. Because then when he turns 13, why do we count those Shtei Saris? What do we? On the Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam holds that it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So how's the Rambam going to learn? The Rambam is going to learn that what happens when he turns 13? I mean, the Rambam doesn't hold he suddenly grows Shtei Saris. The Rambam will say the old Saris count. Why did the Rambam hold this Keshuma beforehand? I don't know. It's funny, you should have said Shtei Saris. Oh, no, why do you say a Lashon? It's Shuma, it's a Gemara's Lashon. Gemara should have said that's Chos Hashanim. No, I'm not sure. The Rambam sounds like it's a Siba. You need Shanim and then Shtei Saris. Come on, then. But anyway, these are the two Shitas in how a person becomes a Gadol. Nafkamina. Dor Sameach has a Nafkamina. We have a rule that Edim can only say Edim Dover v'lechatzi Dover. Can't say Edis on a chatzi Dover. Right? Edim can't come to Bezdin and say Edis on something that's half of an Edis. They have to say Edis on a whole Edis. What's a half of an Edis? The Gemara's example is one Eid says that he has one Seyar b'kreisai, and the other one says he has one Seyar b'gabi. You want to know Yesh Dei Saris? So two pairs of Edom. Two Edom say, we saw a hair in this part of the body. And two Edom say, we saw another hair in the other part of the body. So the Gemara calls that Chatzi Dover. So that's for sure. It doesn't. You can't be Mitzarev two Edom. Kuli Dover, Velei Chatzi Dover. One makes something into Chatzi Dover. The Sameach learns that if you're saying Edus on something real, let's say two Edom say, Reuven kidnapped Shimon. And two other Edom say, Reuven sold Shimon. Right? The person's Chayav Misa, if he kidnaps himself. Chayav Misa. Two Edom say, he kidnapped Shimon, and two other Edom say, he sold him. There are some answers that would be fine. There's not a chesaron of Chatzi Dover. Chatzi Dover is only a chesaron when something is a simon to something else. You're not saying Edus on something that we have to paskin on. You're saying Edus on a raya, on a simon to something. So one here, here, and one here, here, that's a simon. For Simonim, we say Chatzi Dover. If you're saying Edus on a Edus mamish, you kidnapped him, that's a psak bezdin. Or he, let's say you have somebody got married. So people want to give him malchus, he's a kayim. Two Edom say the woman's a grusha, and two other Edom say that this person married this woman. Would anybody say that that's not a tzarif? Of course it's not. It's chatzi dover. Not chatzi dover. Each Edus is an Edus. They combine for a psakdin. Two Edom say this is nevela, and two Edom say he ate it. You give him malchus. That's not chatzi dover. You can't give him malchus without both pairs of Edus. Not a problem. That's not chatzi dover. Each is saying something. The Sameach says Chatzi Dover is when you say Edus on something that's just a simon. You say Edus, there's one hair. He says Edus, there's one hair. The hair doesn't do anything. It's just a simon ba'alma. For a simon, then we say the chesaron of Chatzi Dover. That's the Sameach Yisoid. And it's Yisoid that says in many achrayim. And it's all gebayt on Reb Reuven, or Sameach, Reb Reuven, the Marit's assumption that Shtei Saris are a simin and not a siba. They're just a simin to godless. So what we're doing today is really trying to understand Taisus.
Even if they both made on Saris, that's also kind of...
What does that mean?
You have to even be made on May Saris.
That's good. That's how do you ever have? You didn't
turn them off.
Maybe the Saris, you need Plashanim. If you hold in Saris Plashanim, how is Saris good without Shanim? Why isn't that Chatzi Dover? If they're two Simonim, it's a good question. If they're both Simonim, so you're asking Saris is half the Simon and the Yiras is the other half of the Simon. Okay, anyway, I just want to clarify before we cut and we come tomorrow to the Rambam. I want to try to clarify what we're saying. We're saying that there are two mahalchim in how any human being becomes a gadol, besides banim. Banim is just one piece of it. We have Taisa Shita, that gadlus is not be'etzem totally in years. Years is something we assume, a certain age, we assume there's gadlus. But no, gadlus is totally in the siman. And Bonim is a good simon. Here would be a good simon, but we say it's a shulma. But Be'etzem, if Eliyahu Navi would tell me these are real Sarais, it would be good, even as a cut. Because you become a gadol under 12, under 13. The Rambam, and presumably the Rosh, disagree. The Rambam says, even though the Gemara is Losh, there's Bonim, Hariyam, Kisimonim. The Rambam says it means you need 12 years old plus Bonim. You have a 12-year-old woman who has no Sarais, she's a Ketana. If she now has banim, she becomes a gedolah. So that the Rambam holds that you have to have the 13 years, not because it's a simon of godless, because it's a din. It's a din, you have to have it. Because even though banim are a simon of godless, it's not enough. You're missing the halacha. You need a halacha of 12 years old for a woman and 30 years old for a man. So we have a machloikis in banim, harikis, and banim. This machlaikis is not totally if it's ibur or leida. It has nothing to do with whether it's ibur or leida. Coincidentally, the Rambam argues in both. It has to do with the second nafkamina. Nafkamina, whether banim under age makes a person a gedayla. That apparently is the nafkamina between the two. So now this is all clear in Rav Reuven, Simeon Ches. We're going to try to do tomorrow is understand the Rambam. To understand the Rambam, you have to learn that Muki Yosef brings a riot to Taisus and the other machlekes. It's Ibor Oleida. Muki Yosef is a kasha. Rav Chaim, which is Parapes Halacha Ches, it's a very long Rav Chaim. You need the first two paragraphs for tomorrow. It doesn't go easily. You need the first two paragraphs for tomorrow. It's a shevel. We'll try to get to that tomorrow.